Hey, I'm Truman.
And I'm Jake.
And today we'll be reviewing Kraven here on OTN.
Coming up next. So, Kraven the Hunter is the most recent and apparently final Sonyverse movie with the Spider-Man characters, but there's no actual Spider-Man there. And it follows Kraven the Hunter, played by Aaron Taylor Johnson, as he hunts, I guess. He hunts a lot of people. There's a lot of killing involved. He has problems with his father. He has to go save his brother from a weird scientist guy who is also a rhino. And that's all I got to say about summary-wise. Truman, what'd you think about Kraven the Hunter?
Well, let me tell you, this movie made me crazy. And I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, the movie starts. We're thrown into this prison breakout scene. Kraven doesn't talk for a little bit for the first couple minutes of the movie for context. And I'm watching the movie and I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to hear how Aaron Taylor Johnson, it's a bit of a mouthful, gets to, like, does a Kraven voice. Like, says, his, like, you know, because normally he's like, I'm Kraven, I will come hunt you. But then in this movie, he talks, he's like, I'm Kraven. And where's the accent? Why'd they get rid of the accent? I feel like it's like such a core part of his character. I know it's a minor thing to start off on, but it really bothered me.
Yeah, I think the whole thing with Aaron Taylor Johnson is that he's a good actor. He does action stuff well and is good at that. He was not the right actor to cast as Kraven the Hunter for the main reason of, yes, Aaron Taylor Johnson got absolutely jacked for this movie.
Oh, yes, he did.
But Kraven is an actual big guy, like big stature guy. And Aaron Taylor Johnson was small. And at the end of the movie, when he wore the big coat, it like covered all of them and it didn't work.
Yeah, it looked like when like I would be like, hey, dad, can I wear your jacket for a second?
And he'd exactly. It was a child. Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think he was the right fit for the role. He was trying his best. I like Aaron Taylor Johnson. I just don't think that was a good choice. I think he was kind of just a guy that was calling himself Kraven, and he would just keep saying he hunts people to justify how he was Kraven.
Well, that's the thing that it, like, as someone who knows a lot of comic book stuff, that's just not what Kraven is whatsoever. Kraven is a guy who wants to always fight the biggest person, have the biggest hunt, kill whoever is the strongest person he can possibly find. That's why he usually fights Spider-Man in the comics. But here, he's just like a guy who uses stuff you'd find in the woods in hunting gear to get revenge for his kidnapped brother, who also can speak with other people's voices, and we'll get to that later, what happens to him, but...
Well, yeah, it's Kraven is not the only weirdly done character in this movie. There's Rhino, a lot of weird choices. There's one scene in particular where the character of Rhino is unhappy about some news he gets, and they tell him the news, and he sits there, and he does this exact sound. He goes, ah! And that's exactly what happens. And
no context. No context for it.
It's not part of like his weird shtick. I don't understand what it was, but he was played weird. There was one character who was like his goon that I'm just remembering now. I had not thought about this guy till right now again.
I know you're
there
talking like about. I haven't thought about
a
him
a goon whose power was, I think it was that he could stop time and he would like count down, and I guess that was like the amount of time he had left. I'm told it's a reference to something, but I don't remember what.
It's definitely a comic book character whose name I cannot remember because he's just not relevant any other time other than this movie.
I think it's called The Foreigner.
Something like that.
Something like
whatever.
That.
His powers were not explained well at all. He's just a hitman who dies at the end by a bow and arrow shot by another main character. I think her name is Calypso. So there's the character of Calypso, or Eclipso, whatever it is, who has a part. It's a movie thing where it's like she has a part in Kraven's backstory when he was a kid, and then miraculously comes back to the story for no reason when he's an adult. And on that topic, Kraven has powers, kind of, sort of. He can speak to animals, maybe. He has strength, I know that one. He could see really far.
He can see really far. Really, really far.
And the whole explanation is that he took a potion when he almost died, and that is
after he's been
blood mixed with a lion.
Yeah.
And he's just now a strong guy, because that makes sense.
This is what I don't understand Sony's obsession with making Spider-Man, making everyone associated with Spider-Man have to be like, and they were mutated also by a different animal. Like, just because the main guy is like bitten by a radioactive type of animal he's named up doesn't mean everybody has to be that. The rhino does not have to turn into a rhino. You know?
I will say, though, this is the second time we've seen the rhino in live action. It looks bad. It looks really bad.
Oh, it's
but
rough.
It is
it's
a
rough.
It is a better version than the Amazing Spider-Man 2 rhino, the big, like, suit, in my opinion, because it actually is a little bit more accurate because he actually is a person who is a rhino. Let's talk about the rhino a little bit, though. What do we think of him as a character, him, his motives. He has this disease that makes his skin rock hard and gives him a horn.
Is it a disease or is it just like a serum? I couldn't get a rock.
Because he takes a serum and that stops the rhino. No, the serum stops it. I think when he unplugs it, that's when it happens.
What?
Something like that.
They don't explain this well. It's just a testament to how poor.
A lot of stuff is not explained well in this movie. Okay, next Spider-Man related character. Unless you have something else to say.
Chameleon.
Let's talk about the chameleon.
Bananas. What they do with Chameleon at the end? It's like a little. First of all, we all know this isn't gonna go anywhere, but. They end, they're like, and he's gonna be the chameleon now. He's like, he does look like the chameleon, but poorly done. I don't know why they did it like that. His power, before he becomes the real chameleon, is that he can, like, mimic voices, and they're like, wow, he can mimic voices. He's like chameleon. But that's like he's like a mockingbird. That's not a chameleon.
Which, by the way, if they stuck with that, I'd be like, oh, that's a good nod to the fact, because, like, in the comics, Kraven's brother is the chameleon. It's a good little nod there. But then they actually did the chameleon thing and he wore Aaron Tyler Johnson's face for a while. But we're going to move away from the chameleon because I want to talk one more thing. Russell Crowe is in this movie.
He is, yeah.
How did you feel about Russell Crowe as the father whose name I cannot remember?
He was fine. He was just fine. I have nothing to say about him. He would have been better as Kraven than Aaron Tyler Johnson.
I think a younger Russell Crowe could have done better as Kraven. I think him now, probably not.
Probably not. There's something I have to get off my chest about this movie, because there's several instances when there's kind of like a weird kind of hallucination lion-based sequence, and the editing in it is the worst editing in a movie I have ever seen in my entire life, because it's like they took like stock footage of lions and just go wow, 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 back over and over. I felt like I was going insane in the theater. I was like, what is happening to me? What do they want from me?
I think there was a lot of issues with the way the movie is shot, the way it was plot done and all that, but on that note, after seeing the final Sonyverse movie, what do you give Kraven the Hunter?
I grieve for this universe, but
I don't.
I would say I'm gonna give this movie a one. I'm gonna put it away.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a little bit more generous. Not a lot more generous, a little bit more generous. I'm gonna give it like a 3 because it had good action scenes, mostly good action scenes. And there's some good things that I don't even remember. I just remember there being some good things at some point. So yeah, I'm going to give it a 3. Oh. And on that note, that was Kraven the Hunter. We will see you all next time.